Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, on yesterday's broadcast, I told you about Butch and Marja Abbott, who served the Lord for many years as missionaries in France. And today I want to tell you about another family who are still serving faithfully in Europe, and that is in the country of Ireland, Dan and Beth Canavan, and they're doing a wonderful job there. And they share some great news with us. They say, we met Angelica through our art camp in August of 2024. And after the art camp, her family started to attend our church. Her mother, Ashley, and her teenage brothers, Samuel and Gabriel, all profess to be born again, but not Angelica. She attended regularly on Sundays, going to children's church where everything is geared for kids to understand the truths taught. Well, last summer in our summer Bible camp, that's like vacation Bible school, Angelica accepted Christ as her Savior. She knew about baptism, but she was a little bit shy about getting baptized, and as the months passed, she began to desire to be baptized, and then her brother Gabriel was going to get baptized, and this helped her to make the decision to be baptized. Well, both Gabriel and his older brother Samuel wanted to learn more about the Bible and living the Christian life, so Dan started meeting with them on Wednesdays an hour before the regular Wednesday Bible study to do discipleship. Their family's from China, and their English is improving. Because of the language barrier, Dan decided to teach about salvation just to be sure that these boys were saved. And after going through the lessons for several weeks, Gabriel realized that he wasn't saved, and Dan had the privilege of leading him to Christ. As they continued the discipleship, Gabriel knew that he needed to be baptized so as to be an obedient child of God. And as he told his family about his decision to be baptized, his sister asked if she could be baptized with him. And then, like a good big brother, Gabriel encouraged her to be baptized the same Sunday that he was being baptized. Well, when you hear about that, that's just great news, because salvation is a personal thing. But boy, when it's in a family and mom and dad know the Lord as their Savior, and then the children, and now following the Lord in baptism, and we rejoice with the Canavans, again, who are working in a very difficult field, but yet God is using them in great and mighty ways. Well, as they mentioned before, we met Damien when he came to our house to fix a dent in our car. And Dan shared the gospel with him over a cup of tea, and it was obvious that he was familiar with the gospel. He had been listening to a few preachers online, and was happy to meet someone who could help him in person. And they started to meet on a regular basis for discipleship when it became clear to Damien that he needed to get saved. And he bowed his head in Dan's office and accepted Christ as his Savior. And he's continued to do discipleship and is growing steadily in the Lord. He was so excited to have some of his family and a friend of his to attend his baptism. Please pray for his mother and his wife and his friends to accept Christ also. Now, the Canavans, I've already mentioned, they're doing a wonderful job. They're sowing the gospel. They're watering the hearers. They're reaping changed lives. And let me just also add, they have a son and daughter-in-law and family who are also BIMI missionaries in Ireland, and God is using them in wonderful ways. And they're sent out of Heritage Baptist Church in Woodbridge, Virginia, which is a great church and a mission-hearted church as well.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.